This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, if we're going to argue about what consciousness is, does it survive the physical death of the body? Is consciousness infinite? It's always there, and we're just temporarily using these vessels, obviously very imperfect ones.
Well, I'm a huge fan of Alan Watts, who was a philosopher in the late 60s and 70s, as well as Terence McKenna. I love both of them. And Alan Watts was a huge fan of the idea that there is no end or beginning of consciousness, that there is just an on-off wave. So what we think of as the on, you know, the experience that we're having right now is the on experience. That the off experience is, first of all, important because you have to have the off to have an on. Think about that. You would have no idea what experience or consciousness was if there wasn't an off period. So it may be that we just go through these wave cycles of being conscious and then being unconscious and then being conscious, because you have to have that. You have to have before life experience and afterlife experience to have the life experience. You can't have that on experience without those. And the universe seems to operate in a lot of ways. The wave seems to be a very common factor within the universe. Think about, you know, voices, think about sound, you know, everything seems to be tied to this wave system. So why wouldn't consciousness have that same sort of wave system? Now that's what he thinks or thought. And it's a beautiful way of thinking of it. You know, he was a philosopher.
Okay. Let's have a look. I'd like to, this is such an awesome discussion. I just absolutely love it. Let's go back just a little bit before that and finish up with the, talk we were having about the idea that the more sophisticated we get with technology, the closer we have to creating essentially a new universe, and the idea of miniaturization and processing power getting smaller and smaller. Well, if we have a look at that, one of the things that scientists are doing right now, they're doing universe modeling. They're doing galaxy formation modeling using supercomputers. And the more processing power they can get to do that, the more fine-grained they can get in their models. And so what you're saying, if we put it in that context, once we have sufficient processing power to be able to produce a fine-grained enough simulation, how do we know that that's not legitimately an actual other universe? There is your black hole right there. We're actually trying to do that right now.
Well, we're not trying. We are doing it. This is a very simple technology that already exists. There was a video game called No Man's Sky. And No Man's Sky was a procedurally generated video game, meaning that the computer was generating as you were playing. So it had all these parameters, and it had procedural possibilities, quote unquote, where it could come up with an infinite number of planets, and it could come up with an infinite number of formations of life, animals, spaceships. So you could just continue playing this game forever. And it didn't need a lot of processing power because it was only procedurally generating while you were in the space that you were in. So in other words, once you turned left and looked at another planet, the planet that you're on didn't exist anymore, procedurally or computationally.
So fabulous.
So I spoke at the London Business School a couple of years ago. I wrote a chapter in a book called The Future of Business, and the London Business School had me come, and I was speaking about this idea on stage of procedurally generating the simulation in the future. What I keep saying to people is, because people, you know, scientists and technologists sometimes will say, well, you're going to need an Earth-sized computer to generate anything that gets even close to real life, you know, simulating something that looks and feels like real life. Well, that's not true. It's absolutely not true. We are almost there. Now, if you look at a modern video game right now, high def, super realistic video game, obviously you can tell it's a video game now, but think how far we've come since the 80s, Pac-Man, versus what we have now. Since the 80s, I mean, we're that's moving super fast. But here, let me make this point real quick. So if you were able to get a computer to simulate a reality that was indistinguishable from the reality that we're experiencing right now, you could do that with a quantum computer. You could do that with a reasonably sized computer if everything was procedurally generated so that the only thing that needed to be made was only what you were experiencing and seeing within your frame of view. Think about this.
Oh, I get exactly what you're saying, and it is quite mind-blowing, but there is no way to tell that that's not the case right now, is there?
Well, that's what I'm saying, that, you know, we say, well, this can't be a simulation. Well, in fact, it can be, because we already have the technology now to create VR that is, I would say, 70% believable. I think we're probably 15 to 20 years from indistinguishable. That's my prediction, that within 15 to 20 years, you're going to put on a VR headset and you will not be able to tell that it's not real. Literally not be able to tell. And the only way we're going to do that is if it's procedurally generated, where, you know, you don't need to process the micro world unless I'm looking under a microscope to see the micro world. Then you process that. The computer processes that information. You don't need to process Mars until we look at Mars. And this is something that Alan Watts touched on, although he didn't understand this because he died way before a lot of these technologies were invented. But a lot of times this is what I'm saying about futurists and about philosophers. There is an underlying narrative, an underlying truth that most people come to eventually. And I think that's the edge of the simulation that we are bumping up against when we talk that way. That's the scaffolding of the simulation that we're just starting to put our hands on. And I do think that if you're sitting in your room right now and you look out the window, what you can see from your vantage point, that is all that needs to be produced by the machine.
Well,
you don't
get
to know what's down the road.
So this is really interesting then, back to Gene's topic that we got into then with life after death. Then, if we look at it from this point of view, and I'm not sure that I'm convinced that this is the way we ought to look at it, but if we go with that model, then if everything that we're experiencing is a projection created by the machine, then the world around us, including everything that we consider to be the material world that we live in, could hypothetically be replaced by this other hypothetical afterlife world, thereby facilitating what we would think of as life after death.
I mean, when people say that it's this mysterious place, I mean, if you follow the philosophy that we're laying out for people right now, you're just respawning. You're just, because that's a thing that happens in games. Every time you die in a game, your character respawns.
Right. But I mean, we wouldn't even necessarily have to respawn into another game. All that would happen would be our external world would simply change. Right? Well, everything that we're familiar with now that we think the world is made of, if that can change into anything, our consciousness doesn't have to die and come back. It just needs everything around it to switch to a new paradigm, a new universe.
Let's talk about another universe soon with Gene Randall and Gray. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I wonder, Gray Scott, if we took a vote, how many people would say, you know what, I would, if I had the opportunity, give up this universe and start somewhere else and see if it's any better.
In the last couple of days, I think a lot of people would say they want to leave this universe. But, you know, we've got whatever this reality is, whether this is truly the original reality or whether this is some sort of simulation, I have always said it doesn't matter. You know, people want to get really upset when people talk about the simulation because they want this to be the real world because it's important to them that this is the only reality. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if this is a simulation. All that really matters is how you feel here, how you make people feel here. That's what matters. The reality of this is irrelevant because, first of all, we're never going to know. I can guarantee you right now, we're never going to know. We can speculate, but if we are digital, let's just take this for example. If we are digitized conscious beings without a body that reside in a simulated world, we're never escaping that unless the simulators who created us want us to. So the people who think they can figure that out, that's just never going to happen. We can speculate, but I don't think that we're ever going to figure that out unless the simulators want us to, because guess what?
Well, okay.
They can change the code.
Right. Okay. But that doesn't mean it doesn't matter, right? Like one of the things that, well, if we go back to the movie, The Matrix, that movie really graphically portrays why it does matter, because there are those who are in the simulated world, and then there is the world of the real. So knowing the truth about their true situation makes a difference, a really big difference. I think most people would prefer to know the truth of their situation than to simply live in an illusion. Unless you're Cypher, in which case he wanted to be reinserted back into the Matrix and become someone important, like an actor.
Like Reagan. Did you catch that? he was Ronald Reagan.
Oh, the same actor?
So I didn't catch this until I watched The Matrix for the 40th time. Okay. He says, you know, his name is Reagan. He says, I want to be somebody important, somebody powerful, maybe an actor.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Smith says, okay, Mr. Reagan.
Oh.
Because, you know, Ronald Reagan was an actor.
Oh, my God. I've watched it like 50 times and never caught that. That is awesome. Yeah.
So, let me clarify one second. This is something that if people go back and read my work, they'll catch
this. I love it.
The Matrix is a biological base theory of the simulation. There's several different simulation theories. The Matrix is based on the fact that you have an original biological body somewhere and that there is a program running on top of that bio substrate. Do you understand? So Neo has a physical body and then there's a system running on his brain.
Right.
When I'm saying this, the simulation, I should have clarified this because whenever I talk about simulation, I forget to clarify that my theory of the simulation is that there is no original biological body. And that's why I say that the system seems to be computational. We may be in a system where there is no biological original body, that we have always been, that this thing that we call us, this consciousness that we call us, has always been a digital substrate.
We're like the people who already are programmed within the Matrix that already live there, is what you're saying. Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Even that is important to know, though. I mean, really, if we could figure that out, imagine the practical applications that we might be able to make use of because of that.
We could, but I also don't think that we would ever be able to understand that. We've sort of touched on this a couple times on the show, so we should probably circle back here. We will never know what it's like for digital beings. We won't ever understand their experience. They can explain it to us. They can try to communicate it with us, but we will never truly know what it's like to be a digital being from their point of view. And they will never know what it's like to be human. That crossover can never happen because from the ground up, those beings were built in the digital substrate. So what I'm saying is that, you know, the Matrix infused biology into the theory. That may not be the way this is unfolded. It may be that the original Big Bang was a computational event that suddenly what we think of as the human form and the material body is literally the ultimate illusion, that there is no human biological form, that we get that perception because we are inside of a system that makes us think that. It's not that, maybe I should rephrase, maybe it's not that it's not important. I don't think it's relevant to have positive experience, whether this is a simulation or not. You should be trying to live your best experience. You should be trying to be the best person you can be, whether you are in a simulation or not. It doesn't make you any less responsible for how you treat people or how people treat you.
Okay. Yeah, sure. That's perfectly fair. I was thinking more along the lines of just really practical things. Like, for example, if this is a generated construct, as you suggest, and I tend to lean in that direction personally. But let's suppose it is a generated construct where it's got parameters and coordinates for things, which seem to be the case. We talk about the geometry of the universe. There seems to be dimension and there seems to be an element of time. Now, if it's a generated construct, then that implies that there is some kind of generator, some sort of mechanism or means by which all of this exists. Now, this is the mystery of existence, but let's suppose it is something like a vastly powerful supercomputer of some kind, whether it's the original or not, even if we're in another universe or some sub-universe. Like you say, that doesn't really matter. It's still real to us. But if we know that that's the case and we can have some access to how that system works, we might be able to do something like, for example, dial in the coordinates of a distant star system. And instead of thinking that we have to travel all of this illusory distance to get there over so much time, instantly go from point A to point B, because from the point of view of the system outside, there is no distance, right? And if we...
It's so funny that you say there is no distance, because I had an experience. I actually went to Peru in 2012, I think, or 11 of some, like 11 or 12, 2011 or 12.
Let's talk about that trip. In our next segment with Gray and Gina Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Democrats say they will bring an article of impeachment against President Trump to the floor of the House of Representatives as soon as Monday. The article being circulated accused the president of fomenting the unrest that led to Wednesday's breach of the Capitol building. More than 180 representatives, all of them Democrats, have signed on in support. Senator Pat Toomey doesn't see a reason to proceed with the impeachment process. The Pennsylvania Republican tells Fox News that while he thinks the president's behavior warrants the effort, an impeachment wouldn't be prudent.
I have to say I do think the president's behavior this week does disqualify him from serving. But we've got 10 days left, 11 days left. He's not going to be serving after that time. We'll have a new president. I don't know whether logistically it's actually even really possible or practical, and I'm not sure it's desirable to attempt to force him out, what, a day or two or three prior to the day on which he's going to be finished anyway.
This is USA Radio News. As Democrats are circulating draft articles of impeachment, and three of them say they will introduce them on the House floor as early as Monday, one senator is calling on President-elect Joe Biden to call off those efforts. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
House Democrats preparing to bring articles of impeachment against President Trump. They accuse Trump of inciting insurrection ahead of Wednesday's violence at the Capitol. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News with the plea to President-elect Biden.
Joe Biden said, "It's up to Congress regarding impeachment. No, President-elect Biden, it's up to you. Pick up the phone, call Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the squad and tell them, stand down. This will destroy the country even further. You have the power to do that. The question is, do you have the courage to do it?"
Graham says we have a chance as a nation to start over. House Democrats are also considering removing Trump through the 25th Amendment.
And the head of Britain's royal family has been vaccinated against COVID-19. 94-year-old Queen Elizabeth and her 99-year-old husband, Prince Philip, received their coronavirus vaccine on Saturday, according to Buckingham Palace. This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You see, Randall is slowly becoming a cyborg. He is being taken over. He'll be right back. I understand cyborgs have to have Austrian accents, okay? That's it. They can't speak in normal English. It's like with Wonder Woman. She had this accent, and the reason she did is she can't speak with an American accent. She's Israeli. So every actor on that show from the island in which she lived had to have the same accent. I'm serious.
Paradise Island, yeah.
I'm there. You were just talking about an experience you had in Peru that had to do with time and distance.
So I went to work with a shaman in Peru in 2011 or 12. And I actually had three ceremonies with ayahuasca. And to say that there was a before, Gray Scott before ayahuasca, and there was a Gray Scott after. It was that dramatic. It is literally what made me leave, because I used to be a photographer in New York City. That was the reason I left, part of the reason I left that field and became a futurist was because of this experience. I had incredible, quote-unquote, downloads. I had incredible cosmic experiences, one of them being where I walked out into the middle of the compound that we were on in the middle of the night. It was like 2:30 in the morning. And I had the most clear vision of the Milky Way that I've ever seen. And I said in my mind, you know, because I looked up at this beautiful star system above my head, and I said, "What are you?" And there was this immediate sort of flash where every star in the Milky Way sort of flashed at me, and there was this download, and the first thing that I heard, not like a voice, but it was just a knowing. It said, "I am you. You're looking in. You're not looking out." And I have never been the same since. It is literally why one of my most famous quotes is, "The future is a portal inward," that what we will find there will be ancient and computational. And, you know, 100 years from now, if you know, we're still here, that is the quote that people will remember me by. I don't know why, and I can't tell you exactly why yet. I just, there's something in me that knows that, like I know myself.
Well, it's very parallel to what Carl Sagan said about humanity and us being star stuff, mm-hmm. that we are the universe trying to understand itself and look
exactly
back. You know, so this this is, you know, very intelligent people with insight and vision who think about these kinds of things. These are the kinds of insights that they have, and maybe that's why the rest of the world that doesn't tend to think of them on a daily basis, because there's, you know, so very busy with things like the pandemic and insurrection at the White House and, you know, just putting food on their table and worrying about paying their mortgage and, you know, making sure their kids have clothes and food. I mean, you know, it's a luxury for us to have time to contemplate this stuff. But most people just don't have the time. So they look, so it helps the world. I think it's kind of a public service in a way for people who do have the luxury to contemplate these things, to be able to bring it out to the public.
I think it's a luxury, but I will also say that in my experience, and from all of the reading that I've done from all of the futurists and all of the philosophers throughout history that I've been able to you know, the readings that I've been able to do, the underlying theme seems to be, now, and I don't know what the mechanism of this is, and it sounds mystical, but I will tell you that it has worked for me. When you expand your consciousness, things start to arrive. Things start to show up. And I'm not talking about The Secret. I'm not talking about,
you had me worried there.
No, this is much more tangible. And I think I understand part of the mechanism. I think I understand. We know more about the brain than we ever have throughout our history on this planet right now. We know how neural networks metabolize information. We know what parts of the brains control every aspect of our lives. When you focus on something new, when you meet someone new, something really magical happens inside of your brain. A cluster of neurons actually starts to grow that represents that experience and that person. So you are constantly, as you expand your consciousness, you are literally changing the structure of your brain. And I think whatever the brain is, because I think the brain is a miraculous, magical tool that we don't necessarily understand yet. Whatever that mechanism is, the more you expand your consciousness and the more you do think about these things, the more the universe expands to meet you. And I don't know why that happens, and there are lots of people that's their whole thing. There are lots of thought leaders that's all they focus on is why that mechanism works. And that's not my specialty, but I'm just telling you what I've experienced for my own self. I went from living with a single mother in the South, you know, being extraordinarily poor, to living in New York City, being on television and having a decent living and a decent lifestyle, more than I would ever have ever imagined. And I think it was because I grew up being really interested in the universe, being really interested in consciousness and expansion of mind. And it just, I think when you open your neural network up that way, the universe tends to just, and this may be that you're just reframing the simulation. Think of it that way. I mean, maybe if the neural network is the code key to the simulation, so that when you expand that neural network, or when you change that neural network, the simulation alters to meet you.
Well, it does. I mean, when you think about it, our own minds, our experience of consciousness is generated by our, well, it seems to be, the neuroscience seems to say, well, yeah, our consciousness is a cause causal effect of the brain. So if we change the brain, it's going to change our consciousness. And then it's not simply an upward emergent phenomenon or a downward one. It's a circular. It's a feedback loop. One feeds the other, and it constantly changes, and it's dynamic.
I think you're right. I don't think anybody has really figured out the core system of this, but there are little pieces emerging all around the planet from different thought leaders and different experts and different laboratories. Everybody has a piece. I don't know that anybody has the whole story right yet. But, you know, right now, I think every step of the way as we move towards the future, we're as I said, the future is a portal inward. We are going to figure out this magic machine that we call the brain. And when we do, that's when maybe we can break through to the core system. And maybe it's us that become the visitors. Maybe it's us that becomes the new entity that shows up in front of the contactee. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean,
we're heading in that direction, that's for sure. I mean, it's assuming humanity survives, and whether it's interstellar travel in what we sort of think of now as kind of old-fashioned spaceships, or it's something new like a Stargate, like we had talked about not long ago here on the show, where you could dial in a coordinate and the system that we're in just moves us from one coordinate to another. When that happens, and all we really have to do as a species, I think, is just live and survive long enough to develop it, we will be the aliens visiting other worlds.
We've got more to come with Gene Randall and Gray. You're in the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices start at just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I can't say I'm an expert on Stargate. Did see the movie a number of times. There were several TV series expanding over a number of years, the original one being Stargate SG-1. But the theory of the Stargate is it has to work at both ends. You build a Stargate on one planet, but you build a Stargate then on another planet, meaning you have to get to that planet. There's no situation where you dial in the coordinates and you just beam yourself somewhere. There has to be the transceiver, I would call it. It can transmit or receive the signal. Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, yeah, the Stargate concept, they actually use a wormhole kind of sci-fi premise. I mean, they dial in the coordinate where they want to get to or the address, but probably the more accurate analogy would be Battlestar Galactica. They dial in the FTL and it's just coordinates somewhere else. They don't go through a wormhole. They don't do anything. They just disappear from where they are and appear at the other coordinates. I would think.
Well, what you're describing is quantum entanglement is basically what you're describing. And there are lots of laboratories that are just now starting to prove factually and scientifically that they can entangle this quantum world at long distances. You know, it was a couple of years ago where it was only short distances, and I can't remember how far the entanglement has been proven, but it just came out recently where they were able to send and alter and entangle this quantum world so that as they affected one particle, it would affect the other particle exactly the same way.
Oh, yes. It's a proven scientific phenomena. About the only thing in my mind that can explain it is this idea that you've brought with you to the show today, that perhaps what this is we are in a construct. From the point of view of whatever that construct is, there really is no distance because it can change the state of something on the other side of the universe just as easily as it can change one that's right in front of you. Because from the point of view of that system, it's all in one place. It's dealing with it all at the same time.
Well, that's so funny that you said that, because that's exactly what I was trying to get to earlier when you said there's no distance. This actually came up when I was writing a chapter in a book recently, and it just came to me as such a shock when I thought of it this way. I thought, you know, if this idea of procedurally generating reality is possible, if it can be possible in the future, which I think it can be, you know, distance can also be procedurally generated. In other words, when someone walks away from you and they're, let's say, 40 feet away from you and they look small, from your code, from your system that's running on your operating system called, you know, Randall consciousness or gene consciousness or gray consciousness, whatever that system is running, distance can also be procedurally altered. So the person is not actually far away from you. They're just being procedurally altered to make it look like or seem like they're far away from you. Now we're getting into true speculation, but because that, you know, that can be done in a video game. So visually you can fake distance. That we've been doing that for forever, but to do it that in a way that's realistic, that's believable, that actually might be what we're experiencing when we look out into the cosmos. Now, there's no way for us to prove that yet because we haven't proven that the structure of the universe is a simulation or that it's being procedurally generated. But if we get closer to that, if scientists start coming out and saying there is this scaffolding or there is proof in the cosmos that there, that the simulation could be possible, then you have to start entertaining the idea that distance is an illusion as well. Then all bets are off because then what you're dealing with is just different coordinates within the simulation that have different entities built into it. We think of the universe right now as being a human-centric universe because we haven't discovered artificial or advanced life form in the cosmos yet. But you have to remember that it wasn't until 1996 that we confirmed, that science confirmed that planets outside of our solar system existed. Think about that. 1996. That's when we confirmed the first planet outside of our solar system. So, you know, we're still digital infants in this system. We don't really know yet what we are dealing with.
I have a wacky idea that occurs to me, which is that our reality expands to our perceptions of it. So there were no extrasolar planets until we found one.
Well, now you're talking about Alan Watts, because he talks about this in his work a lot, that he used to love to say, you think the moon exists, but it doesn't exist until you look at it. And I understand from his point of view as a philosopher, what he was trying to get people to understand is that for their construct of consciousness, it didn't exist. It doesn't exist until you look at it. That the brain is making the construct of quote-unquote moon. What does that mean? When I say the word moon, when I say the word elephant, immediately your listeners are, their neural network is using a construct to create their vision of an elephant, their vision of the moon, right? He used to love to say that reality only existed when you looked at it. That's procedurally generated. As what I said earlier, he didn't have that language because this was, you know, procedurally generated algorithms. You know, he didn't live in that time period to have that kind of language. And here's what I would say about the future. This show, 1,000 years from now, if people listen to the show, they're going to understand what we're saying, even though we're not using the language that they use, because those inventions will be beyond our reality.
Well, I'm thinking also here, what kind of universe we live in if it was like the Q continuum, where you can control matter with the power of your mind. You want to go to another planet? You go there. Maybe the atmosphere isn't what you want. It's terraformed, assuming that there aren't other beings who refuse to cooperate.
This was actually something that keeps coming up in the contactee experience, too, that the physical world gets altered in a way that we can't quite explain. So walls turn to water and people can walk through glass. And I mean, there is some explanation to that, whether that is happening in our quote unquote reality or whether that's happening in some sort of simulated state where the visitors can literally just be, maybe just the simulators. I mean, maybe that's what these things are. Maybe when people have these contactee experiences, they're literally coming in contact with the simulators, the beings that created the system.
Gray, please tell our listeners where we can find more of your stuff.
So you can visit my website, which is grayscott.com, or you can search for Futuristic Now on any of the podcast platforms.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. You can find us on Facebook. We have not been banned yet. I understand only certain people get banned from Facebook. We have two Paracast communities there, groups, whatever you wish to call them. We also have branded merchandise with different logos. Choose the logo you want. Pick the T-shirt, the throw pillow, whatever it is. And we give you good prices and good service. Go to theparacast.shop. That's theparacast.shop. Gray Scott will be back. And he will not have to have an Austrian accent. And we'll discuss experiences and a lot more stuff paranormal related, which we've touched on here, in After the Paracast. What's After the Paracast? It's a special feature of the Paracast Plus. In order to sign up for the Paracast Plus, just go to theparacast.plus. We also offer this show free of the network ads, no 5-minute news block with a orientation topic-wise that you may not like. I don't want to go into that story again. The Paracast.plus, we're also offering a free coupon for The Phenomenon, the James Fox UFO documentary. For 5-year and lifetime subscriptions, we include 3 hours of free material. Go to theparacast.plus for a quick sign-up. Gray Scott, we've only scratched the surface of our reality. And we have lots to go to visit more and learn more from you. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you so much.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.